You got to tune to KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. And that man tuning up that slide, it doesn't look like a standard slide guitar, David Lindley.
No, this is usually when you get an acoustic slide guitar, it's a dobro and has a resonator and a metal kind of hubcap thing on it. But this is a hollow neck guitar. This is called a Weisenborn.
Weisenborn. I've heard Cindy Cashdollar tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, she knows all about it.
Weisenborn, yeah. Our guest in the studio is going to be playing at the Cactus Cafe tonight. He takes the stage at 8:30, and you probably know this gentleman from his many years in the music business, doing a lot of backup work for the likes of Jackson Browne and others, but of course he's had quite a solo career as well. And his name is David Lindley. What are you going to play for us first?
Well, I'm going to play one of the tunes I used to do in the bluegrass band I was in when we used to play at Disneyland. And
what was the name of the band?
Mad Mountain Ramblers. Richard Green played fiddle, and there's different personnel and stuff through the years, but the one that played at Disneyland had Richard Green playing fiddle.
David Lindley on KUTX.
When he said, I'm gonna live in how until I die. This life I'm living it ain't so very high. Sticks and stones gonna break my bones. I know you're gonna talk about me when I'm gone. I'm gonna live in how until I die. On a Sunday morning, everybody in the world was there but one. You should have heard those mourners preaching pray. When the choir began to sing a little bell up in the tower began to ring, well, he woke up that congregation when he said, I'm gonna build me a cemetery of my own. If you don't leave my good woman alone, I'm gonna scrape the blade, gonna ring them thorn off up in the grave. I'm gonna build me a cemetery of my own. He said, you got to go back and try it all again. Don't play your life away. You better listen what the good books say. Well, he woke up that congregation when he said, I'm gonna live and how until I die. This life I'm living in ain't so very high. Sticks and stones gonna break my bones. I know you're gonna talk about my when I'm gone. Man, how until I die? I
Yeah.
Sorry for the drool.
That's awesome. David Lindley is our guest in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove is behind the controls, making it all sound sweet over the air. That's a terrific version of that song. Is that how y'all played it back in Disneyland days? Or
It was a little different. We used to play it about twice as fast.
Those the sound that you get on that sort of reminds me, I suppose, of Tennessee. Where do you get your love of that sort of sound?
I mean, think it's probably genetic. My grandmother was raised in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and she always talked with her accent. She never lost it, and it was and she was a interior decorator in Beverly Hills.
You're kidding.
Yes, dear. And she talked like that, dear. Call everybody dear. So, and there was supposed to be a banjo in the family, and I never found it. I was told about it. It had ivory German crosses with gold inlay and stuff.
Unbelievable.
And all the stuff on the fingerboard. And it's the, you know, the Ark of the Covenant kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know? Never found that, but I think that's where it came from, because I gravitated towards that kind of music for some reason. First time I heard it, I went, oh, I can do that.
Now, I've read, I mean, you've been, for those who don't know, David Lindley has been described as a not just a multi-instrumentalist, but a maxi-instrumentalist.
Maxi?
Maxi-instrumentalist. Do you like that?
So much.
That's really good.
I've heard it said that you don't even know how many instruments you own.
Have no idea.
So, do you remember the first, by any wild chance?
The first instrument that I played was a tenor ukulele.
All right.
Yeah, it was my dad's, and it was a real valuable old ukulele, and he let me play it and stuff when I was little, and then put it back in the case. And, you know, it was one of those things. Because I was really aggressive little kid.
Yeah. And in the 60s, did you do some rock and roll stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. And I went from the ukulele onto the banjo, five-string banjo and fiddle and stuff like that. And then I went from bluegrass music into electrified and got my first Telecaster when I heard Buck Owens and the Buckaroos live at Carnegie Hall. Yeah, I said, I'm doing that too.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things. And then I got into a rock and roll band in the 60s, and then it just spread from there.
Kaleidoscope?
Kaleidoscope, yeah.
Yeah, we have someone here in the audience, Jay Trachtenberg, one of the hosts here at the station, who saw Kaleidoscope back in SoCal in the, I guess it would have been the late 60s.
Whereabouts did you see it?
I saw him once at Valley College.
Jay says he saw him at Valley College.
I know I saw you one other time, but I can't remember.
Some other time.
Well, that's usually the way it happens. People who lived through the 60s, they don't, you know. It was all gray cello, pretty much, you know. Yeah, I know that one.
What's that instrument sitting beside? Is that an oud?
This is called, this is an Irish bouzouki, but this one is made in Romania, and I put extra frets in it so I could play like blues scales and Turkish scales and a couple of the simpler ones.
Could you play something on that? Could you play something on that?
Sure.
What's this song called?
Did it pop when I put it in? Thank you.
knows she's about the only thing around. A little pink ribbon around her wrist to tell you all about the modern kids. She's so good looking, how you gonna deal with this? Pretty girl rules the world. Pretty girl rules the world. They ain't no doubt about it. Pretty girl rules the world. She walks, she can't help it. People gonna stop and stare. She's got a stride like Venus and a life like Tupperware. She's got immaculate poolside speech. She don't know nothing that Diz can teach. She's got the perfect touch for keeping out of reach. Pretty girl rules the world. Pretty girl rules the world. They ain't no doubt about it. Pretty girl rules the world. Don't give me no IRA, PLOCIA. She keeps rocking and rolling till the ghetto goes away. She knows the hard times are good as gone. So put the suntan lotion on and pull a big screen Sony right out on the lawn. There ain't no doubt about it. Pretty girl rules the world. Pretty girl rules the world. Pretty girl rules the world.
David Lilley is our guest in Studio 1A on KUTX. He's the kind of performer, I think, that the Cactus Cafe is kind of perfect for, because you get to enjoy just a terrific musicianship in such an intimate setting, and a wide variety of sounds and textures as well. Pretty Girl Rules the World. What's the backstory on that song?
That's a song written by my friend Greg Copeland. In El Rayo X, the band I played in for so long, we did that, and it was, we used a sequencer, and we put everything through choruses and stuff, and we were into ska and mento and reggae and rock and roll and Southern California kind of East LA rock and roll kind of stuff, which is Lobos are kind of like that.
Yeah.
You know, and we went and played around for a long time, lost a lot of brain cells.
Well, y'all used to do a scorching version of Mercury Blues, I remember.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crazy about a Mercury.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a great song.
Yeah. You read the Rolling Stone article that came out about the Knights of Soft Rock.
No, I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, you have to see it. It's really amazing. I don't know if that guy ever heard Mercury Blues or not. No. So they have me in there, one of the Knights of Soft Rock.
That's crazy. Now, this guy really can rock and roll. And for proof, check that song out if you haven't heard it before. And then compare it to Steve Miller's version, and you'll know who rocks harder.
That's where I got that.
That right?
From him. Yeah.
Yeah? Are you guys friends by any chance? Hang out?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. I've crossed paths with him several times, and he was in a publicity photo for Epic Records that when one of the members of the band couldn't show up, I said, "You want to be in the band?" He said, "Sure." So there is a picture of Steve Miller in Kaleidoscope.
Oh, that's awesome.
Somewhere. Yeah, out in front of the Whiskey a Go-Go.
Or on eBay for a couple of $1,000 or something like that. David Lindley's our guest in Studio 1A, and he's going to be playing at the Cactus Cafe tonight at 8:30. That's when he takes the stage. The doors open at 8 o'clock, and if you're lucky, you just might get your hand on a ticket or two. Cactuscafe.org is the website where you can check that out. You got time for one more song?
Yes, I do. I want to do this song. It's written by Bruce Springsteen. It's a song about homeless Vietnam vets that I first heard. My daughter played it for me, and I said, "Boy, what a song that is." It's called Brothers Under the Bridge. About these guys that live under the bridge in California, seems like, because they mention the California Highway Patrol in there, so CHP, so it's got to be Mesquite Canyons and all that. So, Brothers Under the Bridge. It was all gone. Same coke machines as the streets I grew on. Down a Mesquite Canyon, come walking along the ridge. Me and the brothers under the bridge. Campsite about a mile from the nearest road or town, 'cause there's too much brush in the canyon for the CHP choppers to touch down. I ain't looking for nothing, I just wanna live. Me and the brothers under the bridge. Come the Santa Ana, man, that dry brushwood light. Billy Devon got burned up in
his own campfire one winter's night. We buried his body in the white stones high up along the ridge. Me and the brothers under the bridge. In another town, in the street light, for no good reason, you could find yourself on the wrong end of someone's knife. I ain't looking for trouble, I ain't got none to give. Me and the brothers under the bridge. I shipped home in 72. You were just a beautiful light in your mom's dark eyes of blue. We stood down on the tarmac, I was just a kid. Me and the brothers under the bridge. Come Veterans Day, I sat in the stands in my dress blues. I held your mother's hand as they passed with red, white, and blue. One minute you're right there, then something slips.
It's been a real honor and a rare treat to get to enjoy David Lindley in this intimate setting. And if you weren't here in Studio 1A, and chances are good that you weren't, you have another chance tonight at the Cactus Cafe. Doors open at 8 o'clock, and he's going to be taking the stage at about 8:30 or so, and you don't want to miss out on seeing Mr. David Lindley live. Thank you so much for stopping by. That was really
a
terrific
welcome.
Performance.
Thanks for inviting me.
Really enjoyed that. Thank you. You're listening to KUTX, the Austin Music Experience.